Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Ilona Europa, Accent On London edition, only on LA Talk Radio. So everybody who loves us, please listen to us every Monday from 6 to 7 Pacific Time, Channel 1. But Facebook is a little bit lucky because Facebook can see us and see my guests. So I really think this show will be very, very exciting. Exciting because I will be talking to, and I'm talking to my new friend. Your name is Mariusz Woźniak. We are in London right now, and I need to tell people that you are one of the most deserved Polish activists and great contributor who helps create a strong and respectful Polish community in the United Kingdom. So I am a little nervous because you're a pretty important name and personality here. I'm new to London. I love everything about this town. But now I'm learning so much about Polonia here. And I will start meeting a lot of people who really make Poland looking so great in UK and of course in the whole world because of what you are doing here. So Mariusz Woźniak, hi, welcome to the show.
Hello USA, all my friends from USA, hello United Kingdom, hello Ilona, how are you today?
I'm doing very, very fine. So I think people always like to know a little bit private life of my guests. So I think, yes, you are here for almost 20 years, but people say, oh, he's successful, he's doing so, so well. But really, 20 years ago, your life wasn't so beautiful. So can you tell us a little bit your life story, way how you just grew with your life and why you are so successful here as a businessman also. So a little bit about your life story.
Sure. I mean, yeah, I was born in Warsaw, which is the capital of Poland. And almost 20 years ago, I had only 180 British pounds in my pocket. I came across the Europe by very old coach from Warsaw to London. It was my dream to become a very successful businessman, which I am right now. And always my dream was to help Polish community, to make them strong and united. Of course, when I started here, I started, let's say, from the very bottom. I was working as a kitchen porter. I was working in one of the fast food. But the thing is that I was always a very ambitious person. I wanted to achieve something more than others. And I work very hard as a businessman. I met my wife here because she's Polish, but she's from completely different part of Poland. I'm from Warsaw. As I mentioned before, she's from south of Poland. And I've got also two boys, two lovely sons. One of them is 12 years old, another one 11 years old. At the moment, I've got a few businesses here. I am a financial advisor. I'm running accounting office. Also, I've got another business, and I've got few properties across the Europe, mainly Poland and United Kingdom. Well, it's not easy to be very successful businessman when you come to the country and you don't speak even the language. Because when I was in Poland, I learned French. So French and English is completely different. But I did my best. I studied English for almost 3 years, because I knew that without speaking fluent English, I won't be able to achieve what I achieve right now. When I set up my first business, he became very successful. Then I set up another one and another one. When my position was very stable, I became Polish activist. I organized many very important events. As you mentioned before, I was very happy because of the 1st of February this year, I received an award from the Polish government on behalf of the Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki, let's say the most deserved activist in the Polish community abroad. It was an amazing event which took place in Warsaw, in the old town, in Zamek Królewski, which is the royal castle. It was about 400 people. After I received the award, I had to do the speech, which was also quite successful. I was very happy. And, you know, then I was planning to do lots of events, but unfortunately, because of the coronavirus now, everything will stop. But I'm sure I will organize again very soon very important events for Polish and British community in London.
Very impressive. Very, very impressive. And we are looking at you. You are a pretty young gentleman. So I cannot even imagine your life ahead of you, how much you will be achieving. I see some very good political future in your life. But
Of course, I like politics. That's my passion. I love sport. I love history and politics. So at the moment, also, I am the vice chairman of the Polish Conservatives. So I'm meeting British politicians quite often, and also Polish as well, in Poland or in London.
Again, very, very impressive. So I'm hoping that not only Polish people who are interested to maybe working with Polish businessmen, they will now know who to talk to if they have any question. So talk to you, Mariusz. How to find you? Do you think that Facebook is the best way to...
Of course. I've got an official profile on the Facebook, so you can always send me the message. I am based in Ealing. I have to say that Ealing, which is west part of London, is, let's say, the lots of Polish people live in Ealing. It's something like in Chicago, you've got Jackowo, which is Milwaukee Avenue or Belmont Avenue, something like Greenport in New York. So in London is Ealing. There is my office. I've got also flat there. And I've got office there, so I'm meeting Polish people there. I'm trying to help them sometimes free of charge in the difficult situation. I'm trying to keep all together Polish businesses. So we can help each other, we can support each other, and we can do our best for Polish community in London to contribute as much as we can for a British economy. But also I have to mention that quite often I'm visiting Ilona, USA. Really, I like USA. I live there for more than 1 year, Chicago and Baltimore, but still I'm going there almost every is my, let's say, favorite destination for holidays. So I have to say hello for all my friends from San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, New York. I met them also, lots of friends from Mexico. There's a large Mexican community. So buenos dias, everyone. I love your good food, guys, Mexican food. So we have to say, mention that, just to remind everyone that 40 million people live in Poland, but almost 20 million living abroad, most of them in USA, United Kingdom, and Germany. So this is very important to work with also with Polish community from USA.
Beautiful said. So my mission was is similar to yours. When I am in Los Angeles, my show is 8 years old. So I always was giving seats in my studio to Polish people who are coming to Los Angeles from many, many part of America sometimes to just talk about their successful lives. I was so really proud of them because not so many people just maybe ask deeper questions. Where are you from? How did you get there? But then when you listen to life story like yours, it's just breathtaking, because our journey is a very interesting one. And I know that we as Polish people, we represent amazing power, culture power. We are well educated. We are really...
We are hardworking people, at least. Very hardworking people, I have to say that.
So I know Britain or England or this part of country or London, they are used to Polish people, and they really prize us as a hardworking people and very good community. And you are very passionate about the local community, and you are bringing lots of unusual events that Polish Polonia couldn't put together for 40 years. And now they have Mariusz Woźniak, and you create parades. And could you tell us a little bit about this event, very unusual event?
Yeah, I'm really proud of that. Never happened in this country before. In New York, Polish community, they do Pulaski Parade. Also, there is a large every Polish parade in Chicago. In 2018, in October, I organized first Polish parade in London. It was very difficult to organize because in London, normally, they don't do that. So we had to get permission from police, from the local government, local council. It was really hard job, but in the end of it was very successful. And still I remember, well, like one of the old ladies, she was like 75, 80 years old. She said to me, she was crying, and she said to me, "Mr. Mariusz Woźniak, I was waiting for that for 40, 50 years. Nobody was able to organize this parade." And she was holding big Polish red and white flag. So it was very emotional for me. I was very happy. This was when I spoke with the many Polish politicians from the current Polish government. When they heard about it, they said, well done, Mariusz. It was really great job. So we had, you know, the mayor of London was together with us, the mayor of Ealing, which is, as I mentioned before, Ealing, where lots of Polish still lives there, west part of London. I organized so many events. Also, but I have to say that one of the very emotional thing for me was when I received the invitation from Vatican to see Pope Francis. I went to Vatican, I see him face to face, and I gave him amazing gift because I know a few Polish players who play for the Polish national team, I mean the football team, let's say soccer in USA. I received a shirt with signature of the one of most popular, famous Polish player. His name is Robert Lewandowski. And I gave it, this gift, to the Pope Francis. So when he skied the shirt, Polish shirt, national team, he was very impressive. He said, "Thank you, Mariusz," and was very, very happy. So when I went there, I never forget this meeting face-to-face with Pope Francis. I met lots of people. It's a long story. Even I met twice in London. I spoke with him quite long. Our current Prime Minister, Mr. Boris Johnson, at that time when I met him, he wasn't yet the British Prime Minister. I met lots of famous, important people, but this is not the most important thing. The most important thing is to do something from Poland, to have Poland in your heart. This is your motherland. I was born there. I grew up there in different times when in Poland, I have to remind everyone, was communist. It was 80s. And still I keep Poland in my heart. Of course, one day I would like to come back to Poland. But at the moment, I'm happy here in this country. And I appreciate that this country, United Kingdom, give me such a great opportunity to build my business and to have my family here.
That's so sweet. And you are saying about maybe future and future for a lot of Polish people that really dream to go back to Poland and bringing all this greatness from maybe UK or from America or from any countries in the world back to Poland. So I have a little tiny surprise. People on understand that I'm a singer-songwriter, so we are playing lots of music. I would like to play a little version of song that every Polish person knows and loves by Irena Santor, Powrócisz Tu. This is a really beautiful, nostalgic song. So before we talking about the future and some type of music that is very unusual in promotion of Polish events here, I would love to play this song. Powrócisz Tu, Ilona, Wieczorek, Europa.
Great, thank you.
Powrócisz Tu, Ilona, cię rzuci gdzieś w daleki świat. Gdy zgubisz szczęście swe i poznasz życia smak, zatęsknisz do rodzinnych stron i wrócisz tu, wrócisz gdzie twój dom. Powrócisz tu, gdzie nadwiślański brzeg, powrócisz tu, za siedmiu gór i rzek. Powrócisz tu, gdzie płonie słońcem wrzos i głuk, gdzie cienie brzus, piach mazowieckich dróg. Powrócisz tu, gdzie wierzby pośród pól. Powrócisz tu, gdzie klucze białych chmur. Powrócisz tu, by szukać swoich dróg i gwiazd, by szukać znów, jak wiosną śpiewa las. Powrócisz tu, pod niebem wielkich miast swój zgubisz ślad. Osiągniesz to, co chcesz, za rok, za parę lat. Lecz gdy zdobędziesz wszystko już, z dalekich stron kiedyś wrócisz tu. Powrócisz tu, gdzie nadwiślański brzeg. Powrócisz tu, za siedmiu gór i rzek. Powrócisz tu, gdzie płonie słońcem brzos i głuk, gdzie cienie brzus, piach mazowieckich dróg. Powrócisz tu, gdzie wierzby pośród pól. Powrócisz tu, gdzie klucze białych chmur. Powrócisz tu, by szukać swoich dróg i gwiazd, by słuchać znów, jak wiosną śpiewa las. Powrócisz tu, powrócisz.
We are back with our guest, Mariusz Woźniak. Mariusz,
hello everyone, again.
And I'm hoping people really, really are enjoying our interview because you have so much positive energy and obviously you're a businessman. You are, your heart belongs to Polonia.
I'm a happy person.
And you're a happy person, you know.
Positive.
We need like people like that.
I really, yeah, that's true, definitely.
It's not just everybody's liking to complain, but I think stop complaining, people, and just bring the sun to face and see what you can change in life. To make the life better for everybody. So you are doing that, I'm doing that. And I just love the unusual project that you presented on your website, on YouTube. And the video, the song was created especially for a very important event here. Could you tell us who was the artist who was part of this beautiful video release, very educational video too. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure, of course. I mean, every year I would have to explain to everyone to make sure that everyone understands what's going on here in UK. So every year, because of the Polish embassy, we do every in London, in UK, across UK, we do Polish Heritage Day. So of course, because of the coronavirus in this year, it's much more difficult than it used to be in the past. So everything goes online. There's no meetings, no events at all because of this coronavirus. So together with one of my friends, we did music video create together with one of the Polish rapper Boski. Song was to celebrate, to remind everyone the very important battle which happened in United Kingdom, Battle of Britain.
Yes.
So this year we've got anniversary of this battle. And I have to remind to everyone that Polish pilots, Polish soldiers contribute a lot in this very important for Europe and also very important for whole world battle of Britain against, remember most of us, the battle Britain was won by RAF together with the Polish pilots and pilots from Canada, Australia, and other countries. So you can play, I hope, for at least 1 minute or something, this music video. So this is regarding 80th anniversary of the Battle of Britain.
And what is also very, very cool about this video is that you collaborated with a Polish rapper, very known, a gentleman named Boski. So
Polish rapper. Yes, that's correct, Boski.
Yes, beautiful. And the video is just really cool, very amazing, very modern way of trying to teach history.
Yeah, it was a hard project. It took a few weeks. The idea was created by one of my friends, another Polish activist, Tom Wiśniewski. Hello, Tom, by the way.
Hi, Tom.
So it was very... Actually, we did another project just recently because there was another anniversary in Poland, also very important battle, Bitwa Warszawska, we call. So it was battle Poland against Soviet army. So we do a lot. We do our best, but as I mentioned before, it's not really easy because of the coronavirus. Normally we do it completely different way. Now everything we have to do is only online. We have to adapt to the situation and do our best. But I hope very soon we can come back to normal life and do lots of events as I did before, what you mentioned before. I did lots of things in British Parliament, parade, Poland, England, football game, soccer game. I know, how do you call in USA? Soccer. So still have the plans to do that.
Wonderful. So, of course, Accent On, London edition, LA Talk Radio, cannot wait to spread the word about everything what you are doing. And now is the time to watch the video and learn a little bit history. So people will be probably surprised how Polish rap sounds, and will be seeing the visuals. It's really, really very cool.
Interesting. Something different.
Something different, very modern.
Thank you.
Ulice puste dzisiaj tak jak i przed laty. Oto kolejny sprawdzian dla nas człowieczeństwa. W tej dobie trudnej społecznej izolacji dziedzictwo nasze wskaże drogę do zwycięstwa. Ziemia obiegła słońce 80 razy. Zarazy czasy walki z niewidzianym wrogiem. Stawiali opór dzielnie wrogom polscy Asi. O bohaterach chciałbym znów przypomnieć tobie. Polskich rodników życie też poddało próbie, gdy demon wojny poddał pokój kwarantannie. O wolność przyszło walczyć im w światowej wojnie, w podziemnej bitwie o Wielką Brytanię. Polskie dni dziedzictwa, oto polskie dni przyjaźni. To jest nasza polska misja na ziemiach Wielkiej Brytanii. My w jedności nigdy sami spoglądamy z wiarą w przyszłość. Tradycje chcemy ocalić, naszej historii dziedzictwo. Ulice pełne ludzi, setek nowych wyzwań. Składamy hołd niezrównanym bohaterom. Gdzie polskie serca biją, jest także ojczyzna. W duchu tradycji tworzymy nowe piękno. To wspólne losy polskie i brytyjskie. Piękna historia czynów heroicznych. Wyzwanie dla nas, co zrobimy z tym dziedzictwem, by każdy dzień był dniem zwycięstwa dla nas wszystkich. Waleczne serca w mrokach wielkie światło. I tą posługę tak należy zapamiętać, by miejsca dla herosów nigdy nie zabrakło. Przyszłości los jest dzisiaj w naszych rękach. Polskie dni dziedzictwa, oto polskie dni przyjaźni. To jest nasza polska misja na ziemiach Wielkiej Brytanii. My w jedności nigdy sami spoglądamy z wiarą w przyszłość. Tradycje chcemy ocalić, naszej historii dziedzictwo.
We are back. I hope everybody enjoyed the video. You are very, very busy man, but I really think busy people eat a lot. What do you like to cook? And what is your hobby outside of politics and working, with Polonia? So tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah, sure. As you mentioned before, I'm a very busy person because I have to look after my businesses, and also I do my best. I do a lot for the Polish community. When I have free time, to be honest with you, I like cooking. So even today, for my family, I cooked spaghetti bolognese with fresh herbs, fresh garlic, and really prime, very good, high-quality beef. So I love spaghetti bolognese. But to be honest with you, I'll surprise you. I love American fast food. So always when I go to USA, I have to go to my favorite chain, which is called In-N-Out.
Yes.
Burger.
French fries.
In-N-Out. In California. But also I love, you know, as a probably in USA, in big cities, the same in London, this is cosmopolitan city, so you can have a lot of different foods, like Arabic, which are also like Turkish, Greek. Of course, and also I love my Polish foods, especially the food was cooked by my grandmother when I was small. Yeah. So in my free time, I love to go for a walk with my dog, with my small dog. Also, I love to go on bike trips with my family. Before interview with you, I went to a very nice place. They call, let's say, it's like a kind of forest. So we spend there almost 1 hour on bikes. Also, my hobby, my passion is, of course, sport, but politics and history. So, as you mentioned before, I like politics. I'm watching Polish and UK, British TV every day, like, you know, Sky News, BBC, or Polish channels. It was my dream also in my aim in the future to achieve something in politics. So we'll see how it goes in the future. But I hope one day also I become successful politics.
Wonderful. So now we know what you are doing.
Yes. I forgot one more thing. Sorry, Lola. Just I have to mention that always when I go to USA, when I go to California, I'm going to LA, to Los Angeles, to support my favorite team, NBA, Los Angeles Lakers. all Los Angeles Lakers fans.
Oh, cool. That's a great pitch. So today we are talking to Mariusz Woźniak. I hope people really love your personality and everything that you do. You are, again, one of the most deserved Polish activists, a great contributor who helps create a strong and respectful
all around the world.
And UK. So for right That's now, right. I think we'll say bye-bye. I would love to give people name of your business because maybe a lot of people wonder if maybe they need your advice. So what is the name of your business?
Well, you can find my office in West Scenic. The postcode is W138SB. So I can always give you financial advice regarding taxes. Or you can always find me on Google if you put my name, Mariusz Woźniak.
So I think we are set for today, and I cannot wait for our next interview because I know that you are planning already more events, maybe in October.
Yeah.
So
yes,
will be very interesting.
Summertime, yes. I mean, I would like to say just one more thing, that my dream is to make strong and united Polish community in United Kingdom and also in other countries like USA. I hope one day it's happening because we are a large community also in USA and United Kingdom. But to be honest with you, we have to do more to be more strong and united. So I hope one day my dream will become true. I do my best for Polish community. Sometimes I have to spend my own money to cover the cost. Also, whatever you do, when you do any events, you have to have enough funds, money. Quite often, I have to spend money from my own pocket. So I do in my free time. Sometimes I have to be quite often outside of home. Sometimes my wife, she's upset for me because I'm coming very late. But this is something that is my heart. Do strong and united Polish community.
That's wonderful, Michelle. Thank you so much again, Mariusz.
Thank you very much.
Our guest.
All the best to everyone. To everyone. Hello, Polish community in USA. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi again, Ilona Europa, Accent On, a London edition on LA Talk Radio. So today in the studio, we have two more wonderful guest, our friends. We love you so, so much. We know you for so many years, and we had pleasure to work with both of you, record in your own studio many, many times. And first and foremost, not only you both are so talented, you are just the most wonderful people in a whole wide world. But today we are here to talk about the song that Chrissy Lomax and Joe Primo created for everybody to enjoy. So, Chrissy Lomax, please tell us a little bit about your song.
Well, as a songwriter, and I have been a songwriter forever, my whole life, and everything I go through in my life, I have to write a song about it. You know, you're a songwriter. That's just the way we manage to make it through challenges, I believe. And I just come out of a journey with cancer. This Tuesday, July 7th, is my 3-year birthday, because 3 years ago I was diagnosed with HER2 positive breast cancer. And because I'm still here 3 years later, this July 7th, I am now going to be a 3-year survivor. So I'm very excited about my new birthday. And I went through a lot of isolation and shutdown during my treatment, which lasted a year, and recovery, which lasted about a year. I did a lot of isolation and a lot of shutdown. So it was on my mind. It was on my mind for weeks and weeks. I have to write a song about this. I have to write a song about this. Everybody else was writing songs about it. And the word pause kept coming to me. The word pause. Yes. And it was very emotional and pause. And I kept thinking of how on the highway, when everybody's driving too crazy, the police car swerves back and forth and does a traffic break. Yeah. To slow everybody down. Right. So we all get a little bit more sane and start driving. Well, I felt like that's what was happening in life. We were getting a traffic break. We had to slow down. So as I was thinking about these things, as soon as I woke up one morning trying to plan my day and feeling the pressure hanging over me of that I had to write a song, I thought everything changed when the world shut down. I had no idea it would be this long when the world shut down. And then suddenly the words, "when the world shut down," became very melodic to me. And I sang it to Joe. We played some chords. Joe got some rhythms going. And we asked our beautiful friends like you and Natasha and Neil Haywood. And Neil Haywood is actually in the band Fleetwood Mac and plays with Lindsey Buckingham. And he's just super talented. I am very lucky that Neil Haywood has been playing with me and my music for years. He played on my first independent CD. Incredible talent. Great voice. Sandy Horn is a Canadian rock star from a band that was huge in the 80s and still is out there performing and has a great fan base called The Spoons. And Craig Monroe, he's a great keyboard player, played on my music for years. And you guys, yes, you guys, Natasha Mara, honestly, you guys look so beautiful on there. And it all came together. I was so excited. And we were all in different parts of the world.
So exciting. Yes, I know people are watching on a Facebook releases a lot of songs about COVID, about situation that we are in. But what was amazing about your song, that you are giving people positive message. This is just not sad song and has so cool vibe. It's got a lot of rock in it, and I know that people will love the song. I love the hook of the song, because we couldn't get the song out of our head, which
yay,
the sign of a hit. I know people are sharing this song on a Facebook. Like, is already only like a few days alive, and you have now your own probably YouTube release too. So this song will be living forever in our hearts, in our brains, and we'll be singing, and seeing you.
So, I can't stop dancing when it's on.
Made me really feel like life will move on in a happy, happy place. Very, very soon, just because of you and Joe Primo.
Thank you. And it is true. It is because of what I've gone through already. I had to go look at the silver linings all the time to be able to make it through the journey I just made it through to beat cancer. And we're all going to just make it through this. We have to look at the silver linings of everything. Yeah.
So right now, this is a time to for the big release on Accent on London edition of Chrissy Lynn's the song that Joe Primo helped produced and a lot of your friends.
And write, yes.
We were part of this beautiful project. The title of the song is When the World Shut Down. We just listened to the song When the World Shut Down. So I would like to ask one question to Joe Primo. Could you tell us how this song came about and how much you really influenced the song and, of course, the vision that we right now are seeing, the visuals?
Well, I mean, you guys played a big part in the visuals there, but as far as the song goes, Chrissy had the idea for it in the lyric content, and she started to get lyrics and melody were coming together for her, so we just needed accompaniment. So I just started with the groove in the with the drum machine and or the programming, and we wanted to keep it upbeat and positive, as opposed to doing like a ballady slow song that could bring people down. So we wanted to inject that up feeling
and good energy
and energy from the beginning, so we just kept it, tried to keep everything upbeat, even with the drum beat, with the programming, and then the coming together with the chords and just playing with Chrissy singing, and it just sort of came together. And then the video just, you know, once we everyone contributed, Neil Haywood contributing a major part with the guitars, it sort of sent the song in another direction. And then we realized, you know, we could bring in more people, even such as yourselves, that to flesh out the vocals more, because we wanted a bigger sound. The only way to get a bigger sound is to have more voices, as opposed to just keep doubling and tripling Chrissy over and over again. The more voices, the more textures.
Different textures. And your voice, Ilona, is so beautiful in there. I love it. Everybody is heard. Everybody is heard in there.
Yeah, so you hear everyone's contribution.
And Joe is a great video editor, isn't he?
Yes, the idea of black and white and the energy, it was, video is really, really cool. And I know people will love the song. So again, the title of the song is When the World Shut Down. And I would like to say hi to one more guest on my show. And I'm talking about Stewie. Stewie, this is...
Hi,
I love Stewie. I don't want to say he's my boyfriend, but he really is my boyfriend. I call him my boyfriend. So, hi, Stewie. Can you sing something?
He recognizes your voice.
I love you, Stewie. I miss you so much. Oh, Stewie.
He sings the first three words. When in the world? He sings that.
I promise I will make interview with Stewie. We just need to prepare certain things that Stewie is doing, and we'll be asking questions, and Stewie will be just singing. Because Stewie can sing standards, and I'm not even joking. Stewie can then the most unbelievable bird. My boyfriend, and he loves my rings. So,
of course, while the camera's rolling, he's not doing anything, but that's normal.
So wonderful! Thank you so much. One more time,
thank you so much.
Talking to Chrissy Lomax and Joe Primo, and we were talking about song When the World Shut Down. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ilona. We love you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Always.
your words can break a love.
Listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.